WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Expansion plans by a West Bryan manufacturer remain on hold following a decision by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
TCEQ has granted the Bryan School District what amounts to a court hearing contesting plans by Saint-Gobain Ceramics. In the next 6 months, the state will consider the impact of pollution generated by additional manufacturing equipment to students and staff at nearby schools, including Jane Long, along with validity of background studies used in the permitting process. This was one of three topics discussed behind closed doors by the Bryan School Board during a workshop on Monday. No action was taken by the Texas legislature on school finance, and that means possible action by the Bryan School Board to keep the same property tax rate next year. A unanimous vote was made at Monday's workshop for an early payoff of $900,000 of bonds that were issued in 2009. In addition to interest savings of $67,000, that lowers BISD's tax rate by 2 cents. But that might be offset by a 2 cent increase for maintenance and operations.
The biggest contributor is if we proceed with a 2 cent increase on our M&O tax rate. That's $4.2 million.
No board members reacted in opposition to the option given by Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd. She says under the state's current school finance rules, Bryan would get an additional $2.9 million in state money and $1.3 million from local property taxes. That would take care of most of the proposed $5.2 million shortfall currently proposed in next year's budget. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Comments at last night's Bryan City Council meeting included a response to remarks made 3 weeks ago by residents of one neighborhood who have been asking for assistance for more than 3 years.
Not a week go by that I'm talking with staff about Castle Heights neighborhood and the flooding issues and other problems that we're having out there.
Councilman Prentice Madison, who represents the Castle Heights area along Highway 21 east of the freeway, said he and Ruben Marine recently spoke with the property owner along a creek that has flooding issues. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker added the city's thoroughfare plan does not include extending Clark Street in Castle Heights to Old Reliance Road, but another request, widening the existing Clark Street, is in the city's capital improvements plan database. Almost 4 weeks after leaving the Bryan Police Department, a former officer returned to be arrested on a felony charge. 23-year-old Paul Silva of Bryan, who had been an officer for 11 months, is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of making an invasive visual recording. According to BPD, Silva resigned May 12th, the same day a 20-year-old woman reported he had made a recording of an intimate encounter without her knowledge. According to the arrest report, Silva admitted recording the video on Snapchat and sending it to a group of friends. Silva also said the victim did not know she was being recorded during or after the encounter. 9 years ago, a Bryan-based PHI AirMed 12 crew died in the line of duty. This Saturday, they will be honored by the Texas Line of Duty Death Task Force. The day kicks off at 10 a.m. at CHI St. Joseph Health, where President Wendy Norris says they will give a brief ceremony before the 8th annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Motorcycle Ride begins.
They're going to be dedicating their helipad in honor of the pilot of AirMed 12. And so we're going to be kicking off the ride there.
Norris says the 100-mile ride will finish at Sue Haswell Park for the First Responder Festival, which includes bounce houses, food vendors, and a kickball tournament. To register for the memorial ride or to find more information on all of the day's events, visit TexasFallenHeroesRide.com. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at OKToSay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota got some weather, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Looks rather warm over the next several days, but we are approaching mid-June. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today and 90 to 95 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunshine in the forecast Friday, highs on Friday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M track and field team is in Oregon gearing up for the NCAA Outdoor Championships this afternoon. We'll hear from Coach Pat Henry. Meanwhile, it was one up and one down in Major League Baseball, but this time the Astros fell to the Royals while the Rangers bested the Mets. And Game 3 of the NBA Finals gets underway tonight. We'll take a look at the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So what's our temp say here?
I got 69.
Yeah, I got 66 at my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know if you can say chilly, but again, it's June the 7th.
Yeah.
Not bad for that to be happening. I guess that's those north winds, which really didn't feel all that cool yesterday, cooling it down at night. We get the same thing today. The winds are going to stay out of the north today and tonight and tomorrow. So it's going to be a different kind of a first full week of June thing, and then it'll warm up as we get to the weekend, but nonetheless. All right, so I didn't see this until this morning. A woman in Houston is she's driving her Audi on a freeway on Saturday when she's rear-ended by another woman driving a big monstrous SUV. Mm-hmm. And clearly the woman in the Audi thought it was the other woman's fault because, well, she pretty much went full-on road rage.
Oh, nice.
Got out of her car, ran up to the SUV. The other woman got out and, well, as you expect, they'd start brawling. Because, you know, what the heck?
Road rage in Houston? No.
Well, it's my car. It's my road. What are you doing here? They probably both felt that way. Anyway, so while they're fighting, random dude runs up to the Audi and stole it. He stole the car while the women are fighting.
He saw an opportunity, and he took it.
Did you guys hear
literally
this?
No, I didn't.
I think I saw something about it in passing a couple days ago, but yeah.
And, of course, because this is 2017, another guy on the street is filming it all. He got the brawl and the theft on camera. Police investigating all these various crimes. No word yet if anybody's been arrested.
And, you know, police are just like, you morons.
Exactly.
What the heck?
We've got other things.
Crime going on.
Apparently, you can go to YouTube and you can search it. It's Road Rage Audi Houston, and it'll all be there, I guess. So,
I just, accidents happen, and people are bad drivers, but who just thinks it's a good idea to get out and start brawling with someone?
Time to throw down.
In the middle of the road.
Well, and we've all been in that case where going, ooh, boy, I almost had an accident by doing something stupid, you know,
right.
and then sometimes you do something stupid, but to actually get it, and here's the deal, here's the reason, is because my theory is people don't know how to express their anger in appropriate ways.
Right.
And so they turn to inappropriate ways. There's no reason in the world you need to be getting in a fight over a fender bender.
Right. And hey, we're in Texas. People have guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Like, that's what would scare me, you know, even just being a bystander.
Yeah.
Plus, who's prepared for a fight just right out of the car? You got to stretch for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do some, like, calisthenics.
Oh, well, yeah, somebody probably pulled a muscle.
Oh, so. Sure.
All right, so we got that. So let's wash our ears out with this. Police say it wasn't a burglary. It was a black bear that stomped briefly on piano keys while rummaging through an apartment. Did you see the audio on there? Hear the audio
No.
on this?
No.
Yep. The revelation came to Katie Hawley, reported that her Vail apartment had been disturbed while she was away on May 31st. She later checked security cam footage that she has and saw the bear basically roaming around the apartment and then pounding on the piano keys.
But where does she live again?
She lives in Vail, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, police detective.
They've got bears.
They do, yes. Yeah, the bear had climbed through an open window. Well, that pretty much sounds like that's her fault.
Yeah.
And helped
who leaves their windows open?
Food in the freezer. How'd the bear know to do that?
I know, right? What was he doing? Popping it in the microwave?
Yeah, he's looking at that cereal.
Sounds like he has experience.
Could well be. The video struck a viral chord, apparently, over the weekend on the internet. The bear has not been found or heard from since. But if you leave your windows open, I mean, of course, here we have to worry about mosquitoes.
Like an invitation.
Yeah, black bears, not so much.
Together, we got a lot of information.
Yeah, he probably didn't show up again because she only had the store brand stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. I got to go for something high tone. It's Vail, Colorado, after all.
Couldn't get name brand stuff? Come on.
Yeah, really?
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
And I really don't appreciate the little plastic jar of honey that looks like me.
Yeah.
You know?
Appropriation.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Hey, thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 6 years in a row. Please vote for us again this year. You can find our link at TXTraders.com. Shop local. Online.
The Texas LODD Task Force proudly presents the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival, Saturday, June 10th. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan, followed by a First Responder Festival at the Sue Haswell Park. There'll be a kickball tournament, first responder demonstrations, games, entertainment, and more. The event raises awareness of the sacrifices first responders make and raises money to support the families of fallen first responders. Bring the entire family out for the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival, Saturday, June 10th.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:17. It's June the 7th. It is VCR Day.
VCR.
VCR Day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It is. It is kind of quaint. And, you know, the quaintest of the quaint was, what kind of a VCR did you have in your house? Because there were two different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sony, which even then was and continues to be kind of the go-to brand, you mm-hmm. know, the one that everybody would like to be able to afford if they could.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the idea of this thing called Betamax. And their Betamax system, well, here's what they did is they basically were in all the television stations. That's the system that TV stations used. So they just figured, well, that'd work as far as houses are concerned, too. Problem is a Betamax weighed about 100 pounds. They had to bring that thing in and you know, set it down, find a place that's strong enough to put it. And then they came out with this VHS thing. Well, the VHS was smaller, and it worked better in homes. And so as a result, Betamaxes became really expensive doorstops. And now most people somewhere in their house have some VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Just don't have a VCR.
No.
You know, I've got a VCR and VHS tapes, but the problem with those VHS tapes is over time, mm-hmm. they kind of break down.
They do.
I mean, they don't last.
And they're not going to be worth anything.
Oh,
and
no.
No, it's not like Beanie Babies. It'll be worth a lot later on.
Exactly.
But back in the day also, I mean, it was so cool because two things, you could fast forward through commercials, okay? And they knew how much tape it took to go over 30 seconds. So you'd hit the button once and go through one commercial, so you could do that. But the other thing was you could actually record shows so that you didn't have to be there and you could come back and watch
Ooh.
Them.
The future is now.
Yeah, and in the very beginning, they would bring a screen up, and it had like 12 different lines on it. And you would have to manually enter each line the day, the time to start, and the time to finish. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a little laborious because now I think what with my TiVo, I hit like one button
yeah. right,
and it's all done. Actually, you can hit about three buttons and it records every episode of whatever that is. But
right.
anyhow.
Yeah.
Just remember, be kind, rewind.
Yeah, but right. And then back in the day, I mean, this was transformative.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really have to be in front of the television. So anyhow, hello to VCR Day. And it's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Ooh, there we go.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's still very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though they've started putting stuff in it. Yeah, just plain old chocolate will work too. All right, it's Global Running Day if you want to do that today.
Kay.
Does not go with the other two, but nonetheless. And it's a National Eyewear Day. You know, if you need them, use them.
Okay.
And it's National Higher Education Day. So
all
if
right.
you got one of those, good on you. All right, let's do birthdays.
We got birthdays. Emily Ratajkowski is 26.
She Easy was, for you to say.
I know, right? She was the girl in the Blurred Lines video that made a lot of a lot of news. And then I think she's tried to do other stuff, but just hasn't really taken off, honestly.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap. Is it Wap or Wap?
Wap.
Fetty Wap. See, that shows my age there.
A good old friend at College Station.
Yeah, he was here not too long ago.
Yeah, he was just here.
He was here and I think did some liners because catnip.
Oh, nice.
I saw him in the hallway. I said, because he was the MC, I think, of that.
He
thing
was.
That they had.
He
and
was.
How'd that go? He said, it was all right. He did some liners and he pulled his phone out and played them for me.
Oh,
him.
Nice.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's well, he's 26 today.
Yeah, right.
Iggy Azalea is 27.
Okay.
Michael Cera is 29.
He's funny.
He's
is
funny.
He 29?
He's 29. Still
he
looks
still,
15.
Yeah. He looks like he's 15 years old, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anna Kournikova is 36.
Oh, no. You remember how we do this?
Oh, okay. No.
Anna.
And
then you say.
Me or him?
Yeah, okay.
You can. Yeah. Yeah. You do, Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's Anna.
Kournikova.
There we go.
All right.
Is 36.
I don't know how we started doing that, but we just did a long time ago.
All righty.
Okay. Bill Hader's 39. Yeah. He's very funny.
He is.
He's in a lot of good stuff. Allen Iverson, 42. Mm-hmm.
Practice.
Yeah. Practice.
Practice.
Talk about practice.
What?
Practice. Bear Grylls is 43.
Bear Grylls.
Still killing it on the Discovery Channel. There.
Yeah.
Everywhere. No, they got rid of him, but he's on NBC now.
And, okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's found a home. Yeah. All right.
Carl Urban is 45. He's the new Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek movies. He's been in a lot of other sci-fi type stuff, too. Let's see here. Mick Foley is 52 from the WWE.
Yeah. Mankind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh.
He's 58 today.
Yeah, good for him.
Liam Neeson has a very special set of skills.
Yeah.
He's 65 today.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Jenny Jones is 71. Another Jones, Sir Tom Jones.
Oh, singer dude.
That's right. He's 77 today.
Wow.
That's what I got for birthday.
All right, there you go. It's 6:22.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
ABC's making the biggest deal. Exclusive. James Comey will stop short of saying Trump obstructed justice in the Flynn probe. Of course he's going to stop short of it. But they make it sound so nefarious, but he came awfully close to the line, but he's going to stop short, isn't he? In other words, Comey can't say it because, number one, he's contradicting his own words. Number two, that he's admitting to have committed a felony, which would have meant he then could be prosecuted and sent to jail. Now, I'm sure James Comey is a lot of things, and confused is certainly one of them. I mean, this guy is the most all over the map, seemingly influenced by politics, FBI director I've ever seen in my life, which is a shame. Because other people early on had said, hey, he's a straight up guy, straight shooter. And I don't think he turned out to be such a straight shooter, my opinion.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com was able to transform every room in my house. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through June 21st, get 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Hannity for 20% off your entire order. Rules, restrictions apply. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner.
Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
So stupid criminals are always something I love to do on a Wednesday because it helps you get through your hump day. And I've done stories about drunk drivers and I've done stories about regular stupid criminals. It doesn't get any worse than the combination of the two, though. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So a 30-year-old guy in West Milford, New Jersey, was yelling at people outside an apartment building around 1:45 in the morning last month. So someone called the cops on him because, of course, you would, right? It turned out he was drunk, no surprise there, and he drove there. So the cops arrested him for driving while intoxicated. Well, then a few hours later, he borrowed a family member's car, drove back to the same apartment building to yell at the people who called the cops on him. Apparently, those same people called the cops again, and he was still hammered when they showed up. So he got busted for drunk driving a second time in less than 3 hours. He's also facing charges for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. So, as if driving drunk wasn't dumb enough, this guy got himself arrested twice in less than 3 hours for drunk driving because he couldn't hold in his rage. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 627, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Life comes at you fast. Hey, what? 1 minute you're a Wizard of Oz character, and the next you're in jail, realizing there's no place like home. 31-year-old guy named Nicholas Sherman in Sullivan, upstate New York, said that he was hired to dress up as the Tin Man for a party on Saturday night.
All right.
At least that's what he says. He was dressed as the Tin Man, so I guess why not believe him? Anyway, busted for driving drunk after he left the party with a blood alcohol content that was twice the legal limit. Proves the fact that I guess there could be blood pumping through your body even if you don't have a heart. Yes. Anyway, charged with DUI. What's really cool is there's a mugshot of him out there.
You can find it in his Tin Man suit?
Yes. Well, nice. It's a headshot, but okay. You can see that he's painted his face silver, and he's got that little joint right there where his jaw is. And so that's on Smoking Gun. So if you want to find that today, it's the drunk guy who said that he was from The Wizard of Oz. Just saying.
Oh,
all right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Got a pretty nice day again today because those north winds are continuing, which keeps the humidity down. We'll still get up to about 89 degrees today. And then tonight down to around 66 or so, which is cooler than what we have right now. Then tomorrow, kind of the same deal, and the same thing for tomorrow night. Then it starts to warm up a little or feel a little warmer as the winds come around. We'll still be right at 90 degrees, and actually that'll go all the way through the weekend. So temperatures kind of moderate for June, and that's nice. Currently, humidity is 90%. We have fair skies. It's 69 out there.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Uber has fired more than 20 employees after a law firm investigated complaints of sexual harassment, bullying, discrimination, and other violations of company policy. The recent firings included both managers and lower-level workers, some of whom retaliated against employees after they complained about bad conduct at the ride-hailing firm. GM shareholders signaled continued patience with CEO Mary Barra's attempts to boost a weak share price, rejecting a hedge fund manager David Einhorn's proposal to split the company's stock into two classes. More than 90% of GM investors casting ballots at the company's annual meeting yesterday rejected a plan floated in March by Einhorn's Greenlight Capital that aimed to shake up GM's capital structure. The U.S. and Mexico have announced an agreement in principle designed to avert a trade war over sugar. The pact imposes new limits on Mexican imports to the U.S. and appears to provide longer-term clarity to a market that's been overshadowed by cross-border tensions. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Bryan Rotary Club and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce present the Bryan Rotary 10 Awards Luncheon on Wednesday, June 14th at the Hilton College Station. Since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club Business Performance Awards have recognized annually the 10 fastest-growing small firms in Brazos County. This year, the Rotary 10 Awards Luncheon will feature keynote speaker Brad Knapp, Small Business Advocate, Officer of the Governor, as well as the ANCO Life Achievement Award. Deadline June 9th. Contact Janie Williams, 979-862-5408 for reservations. This event is made possible through financial underwriting support from ANCO Insurance.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two members of the Bryan City Council say 3.5 years of requests from one neighborhood are not falling on deaf ears. Ruben Marine joined Prentice Madison, who represents the Castle Heights area east of the freeway along Highway 21, for an update during last night's meeting.
We walked the creek bed. We walked quite a bit in deep water. Cows, mosquitoes, I mean, you name it. But we went out there, and I think we found, you know, we did see some issues that were there, and we have talked to the owner of the adjacent property, and he is working, like Prentice said, he's working with city staff to find out, you know, what they can do to alleviate that problem. So you guys aren't being ignored, trust me.
Madison said there is not a week that goes by that he is not in contact with city staff asking about neighborhood requests, about calls to clean up a creek where there is no public access, among other things. Three appointments unanimously approved at last night's Bryan City Council meeting includes the return of former Mayor Jason Bielinski. Mike Sutherland, who butted heads with Bielinski for many years, made the motion for Bielinski becoming the council's representative to the BTU board.
And recommended was the Mayor Bielinski.
Mayor Bielinski? Was that your motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess it was a question and a motion, too. So, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The current chairman of the Research Valley Partnership Board, Michael Beckendorf, was reappointed to the Economic Development Agency, and City Manager Keene Register was reappointed to the board of the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Public school administrators are moving ahead with developing next year's budgets after the Texas legislature decided not to change school finance laws this session.
The Bryan School Board is considering a budget for next year that has a shortfall of $5.2 million. There was no board opposition during a workshop on Monday to an option given by Chief Financial Officer Amy Drost to raise the tax rate 2 cents for maintenance and operations, which would generate $4.1 million in new money.
Basically, 2.9 of that $4.2 million would be state revenue.
During the same workshop, the board unanimously voted to an early payoff of a bond issue from 2009. That'll reduce the tax rate for Bryan ISD's interest fund by 2 cents, and save the district $67,000 in interest expense. Final action on the budget won't take place until August. In other business, the board discussed behind closed doors their participation in opposing an expansion of the San Gabon ceramics plant in West Bryan. It's after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality ruled BISD is entitled to what amounts to a court hearing contesting the proposal to generate more pollution near Jane Long Middle School and nearby elementaries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former officer with the Bryan Police Department who left 6 weeks ago has been arrested for something that took place off duty. According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Paul Silva of Bryan told investigators he recorded a video of an intimate encounter he had with a 20-year-old woman without her knowledge. Then he sent the Snapchat video to a group of friends. The victim went to police the next day after finding out about the video from an ex-boyfriend. Before the end of the day, police contacted Silva and he resigned from the department. An arrest warrant was issued issued Monday, and Silva turned himself in Tuesday on a felony charge of making an invasive visual recording. Police Chief Eric Buskey issued a statement that in part says, "We uphold our officers to the highest standards, and when they violate the citizens' trust, this department will hold them accountable." Silva is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. This Saturday, the Texas Line of Duty Death Task Force is hosting a motorcycle ride and festival to honor first responders. It's the 8th annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival. President Wendy Norris says this year's event specifically honors the Bryan-based PHI Air Med 12 crew that died in the line of duty on June 8, 2008.
This community is so special. They have personally dealt with losses here in the Bryan, just with the fire department and the CHI crew, and there's been some law enforcement that have given their lives in the line of duty and just in the Bryan College Station area. And we just want the community members to know that these people really care about them, and they are willing to do so much for them. And so we just wanted to be able to give back to them in this event.
Norris says the memorial motorcycle ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph at 10 a.m. and the family-friendly festival is from noon to 5 at Sue Haswell Park. You can register for the ride and find more information online at TexasFallenHeroesRide.com. Governor Abbott calls state lawmakers back for a special session starting July 18th to address 20 items. Identified only as privacy in his news release, Abbott is taking another shot at restricting bathroom access for transgendered people.
A special session was entirely avoidable.
He is also bringing back property tax reform and caps on state and local spending, along with state laws that speed up the process of getting permits from local governments and reforming municipal annexation laws. The governor's entire list is online at WTAW.com. The governor also announced yesterday he has signed the statewide ban on texting while driving. Starting September 1st, texting would be punishable by a fine up to $99 for first-time offenders and $200 for repeat offenses. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 69 degrees. You can text us, not while you're driving, or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to Genesis. OBGYN.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Few clouds will be crossing the area today, but all in all, a partly to mostly sunny and very warm day shaping up with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sunshine tomorrow, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunshine's in the forecast Friday, highs on Friday, very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M track and field coach Pat Henry as the team gets ready for the NCAA Outdoor Championships this afternoon. Meanwhile, three Michigan State football players have been formally charged with criminal sexual conduct. And you can't win them all. The Astros' 11-game winning streak is snapped by the Royals, but the Rangers snapped their 4-game losing streak with a win over the Mets. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So, yesterday, we told you that the president was going to be speaking with leadership from the House and the Senate, and everybody feels really, really good right now on health care. Mr. Trump predicted the Senate will follow suit and get a bill across the finish line this summer. Senate Republicans continuing to work on their own version of a health care reform bill, and John Cornyn had said it in a radio interview in Lubbock, that they'll get this thing done by the end of July, and then they'll take care of taxes, too. So, all right.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
That's kind of the way I feel about that. Washington Post reports that President Trump is gearing up for a fight over James Comey's testimony tomorrow. Two senior White House officials told the Washington Post that the president is planning on responding to Comey's comments via Twitter.
Oh.
Hey, hey, going to get some presidential tweets out there.
Yeah.
And that his official schedule is clear before his first event at 12:30. So, hey, he's got time. I could just see. Could you see that? It's like he puts together a thread in real time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Comey says something, he tweets, did not.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And he did say yesterday via tweet that the fake MSM media is working hard trying to get me to not use social media. They hate that I can get the honest and unfiltered message out.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That goes back to the campaign when he was doing that.
Uh-huh.
Because if he wasn't getting the press that he wanted, he just went ahead and did his own.
Did his own, exactly.
And, you know, honestly, there's two sides to every story, and there's no telling whether or not what he's saying is the actual truth, but somewhere in between what we're hearing from the mainstream media and what we're hearing from him has got to be the truth. So it's good to get both of those polarized views so that you can make your own decisions.
And now Sean Spicer is basically saying those presidential tweets come from the White House, so they basically are policy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know what he's thinking. So we had the story, you saw the story that came out yesterday that there are four Arab countries that are cutting ties with Qatar,
mm-hmm.
which we talked about a little bit because clearly A&M has a campus over there and has some employees over there.
Right.
There are a lot of things over in Qatar, though, like the lead point of the Central Command is there. We'll talk to Congressman Flores today. He's back from an international trip last week and see what his thoughts are. But the president is basically taking credit for those four Arab countries' decisions to cut ties with Qatar, pointing out to during his recent trip to the Middle East, he tweeted, "During my recent trip to the Middle East, I stated that there can no longer be funding of radical ideology. Leaders pointed to Qatar. Look! Look!" Anyway, he added, "So, good to see the Saudi Arabia visit with the king in 50 countries is already paying off."
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, again, and A&M is not the only school that's over there. There are other universities that are there as well, but they may decide that they want to change things there, or they may want to change things in Qatar.
Oh, yeah, that too. Mm-hmm.
The Senate approved a bill yesterday making it easier to fire Department of Veterans Affairs employees. You know, it's unfortunate that it took an act of Congress to do that, but
yeah.
I guess it does take an act of Congress. The bill passed on a voice vote would speed up how quickly the VA secretary could fire senior and rank-and-file employees and allow the VA to take back bonuses if an employee is convicted of a job-related felony. Yeah? Did we need a law for that?
Yeah, I was going to say, it is unfortunate that it took an act of Congress for that because that seems like common sense.
Well, anyway. The Democrat from Texas, Al Green, is drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes.
He has. He's been stirring the pot for a couple of weeks, and now he's...
Pot stirs.
Yes, yeah. So he is. So anyway, so he did that. ABC News reports that Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently suggested he might resign amid the rising tension with President Trump. The president is reportedly still seething that the attorney general recused himself from the probe of any possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Trump was unaware of Sessions' decision until minutes before it occurred. So we got that going on. Another apparent terrorist attack in Paris yesterday. Man wielding a hammer attacked an officer outside the Notre Dame Cathedral shouting, "This is for Syria." Only minor injuries suffered by the officer. But again, just what's going on over there? And, of course, Chelsea had the story in her news. I don't know that I can ever recall that we have had a menu, a laundry list, whatever, of items that are going to be taken up during the special session.
20.
But
20 items.
The Gov is pretty well put together quite a lot.
It's like the menu at the Cheesecake Factory.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's huge.
Yeah, and, you know, don't know if all of them are good for you, just like stuff at the Cheesecake Factory.
Put that bathroom bill back on there.
It's back in there one more time, and the lieutenant governor says this is a big and bold agenda, quote, solidly reflects the priorities of the people of Texas. No.
No, the bathroom bill doesn't.
No, I'm sorry. It does not.
No.
And I hate to side with the ACLU, who called it an extremist agenda. But in this case, we've got other stuff. We really do.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, so we've got sunset legislation, got a teacher pay increase of $1,000. There's school finance reform. You know, we could do something about that. School choice. And that's, again, that's Patrick. Patrick has pushed vouchers so hard. Property tax reform. Caps on state and local spending. We'll have Mayor Carl Mooney in today. Get some thoughts from him.
And that's the important stuff, you know. That's the stuff that I feel like this bathroom bill is just thrown on there to keep this whole session in the limelight, to put it out there in the media.
And it is the warning shot that Dan Patrick can always pull out and say, look, I can stop this thing. I can slow this thing down because I've got ultra-conservative Republicans who have an agenda here. And again, as I said, to go way back when this was first mentioned months and months ago, the school districts have handled this situation,
right?
Okay? They have. It's
not like it's just been a free-for-all for the last 12 months.
Exactly.
Since we started talking about this.
This is something that they've struggled with, and they think they've come up with something, and why does the legislature need to get themselves involved in all this? Then there's also municipal annexation reform. There's some other things that could impact us on the local level and on the county level that probably need to be talked about. So we'll talk to him, and we'll be talking to other government leaders in advance of that and what it could mean.
And before we go,
yes,
just now, this is live tweeting.
All right.
We've got a tweet.
Okay.
He says, I will be nominating Christopher A. Wray, a man of impeccable credentials, to be the new director of the FBI. Details to follow.
So right there before Comey is going in to testify, he's already said, okay, I got his replacement.
I got a new
We're
one.
We're good. All
Here
right.
He is.
647, thanks.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I was sitting in a restaurant parking lot late one evening recently, and there in front of me as car headlights came on was a sight I haven't seen for quite a few years. It was a long row of waxy flogustrums completely outlining that entire lot. They were lightly trained but not rigidly shaped, and they looked very nice. We're going to talk about old plants that are still worthy right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sunshine in while protecting protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Waxleaf phlogisterums, in case you're new to Texas, were everyone's go-to plant in the 60s and 70s. Almost every house had a row of them stretching from corner to corner, often under those very low windows that were the rage of that era. Then, partly because we grew tired of seeing those funny little rows of highly sheared soldier-like plants, and partly because of the great winter of 83-84 when most of them died, we moved away from waxleafs almost entirely. Well, now here they come again, and that's probably a good thing because we're needing a different look to our landscapes. These are handsome evergreen shrubs. Left unpruned, they will grow to be 7 or 8 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide. Their leaves are green, waxy green, and their tiny spring flowers are produced in creamy white sprays. If you want to try wax leaves, give them full sun, moist soil, and ample nitrogen. Glossy abelia falls into that same general group, old plants that have fallen from favor for no particular reason. Now, this plant can grow rather large, 6 or 7 feet tall and wide, but there are many spots where we need a privacy screen, and glossy abelia is ready to help. It produces tiny white bell-shaped flowers from mid-spring until frost, and it grows well in half-day or full-day sun. I've been growing it all of my life, and in all those years, I've never seen an insect or disease bother it. Dwarf forms and variegated types do exist. Glossy abelia. Italian jasmine is the real sleeper here. It never was a mainstream shrub, but now it's hard to find it at all. You see it in a few older home sites, kind of like mine, and you'll see it in well-designed commercial plantings. It grows to be 5 or 6 feet tall with age, and its arching branches may spread 6 or 7 feet across. Grow it in sun or shade. It produces small yellow flowers in spring and sporadically through the rest of the year. Its small leaves are perhaps the darkest green of any plant that I've grown, and that includes wax ligustrum, hollies, and Asian jasmine. And finally, then, junipers in general are not 1% as common as they were back in the day. That was when we lived on quarter-acre lots, and it was before we'd been given the wide assortment of wonderful shrubs that we see today. In the north, shrub-formed junipers are still very popular. That's because they're as tough as old boots, able to withstand wintry blasts and hot summer weather. I grew up with Pfizer junipers, but now I love Sea Green. It's much more compact. It is a gorgeous plant. I'm Neil Sperry, and trees spreads can cause concerns to our landscapes and our homes. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Track and field is in Eugene, Oregon this week, gearing up to take part in the NCAA Outdoor Championships at the University of Oregon. Here's head coach Pat Henry.
With this group, I feel pretty good. We've been very consistent with our level of performances, so I do feel good about this group going up there. We showed that over in Austin this last week in advancing to the national meet. So now that we're at the national meet, now is when you got to step up to the plate and do what you're supposed to do at this specific moment.
The top-ranked Aggie men feature a national best 18 entries with 18 athletes in 14 events. The 7th-ranked ladies advance 14 entries from 12 athletes in 9 events. Things get underway this afternoon in Eugene. Meanwhile, for a second consecutive year, Texas A&M head volleyball coach and former Olympian Lori Corbelli has been selected to be the head coach of the U.S. Women's Junior National Team. Corbelli, who has long been associated with USA Volleyball since competing for the U.S. Women's National Team from 1978 to 1984 and having won a silver medal as a member of the 1984 U.S. Olympic Team, led the Junior National Team to a silver medal at the NORCECA Women's U-20 Continental Championship last year in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. In Major League Baseball...
And drilled deep to right. Springer is going back. Kiss it goodbye. Mike Moustakas will walk off 2-run home run. And the Kansas City Royals come back from 6 runs down and they beat the Astros 9-7.
Mike Moustakas hit a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning after Kansas City rallied from a six-run deficit, and the Royals snapped the Houston Astros' 11-game winning streak with a 9-7 victory. Moustakas drove in an 0-1 pitch from Ken Giles out to right with Salvador Perez aboard. The Astros look to bounce back tonight in Kansas City as they take on the Royals in Game 2. First pitch for that one's at 7:15 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
the 1-1 lifted high and deep out into right field. Bruce goes back to the track. He's at the wall. He leaps at the wall. Can't get it. Home run, Joey Gallo. And the first pitch to Mazzara is hit high and deep out into right field. This one sailing toward the bullpen, over the bullpen. Home run, Nomar Mazzara.
Joey Gallo hit a towering go-ahead two-run homer, and the Texas Rangers ended a four-game losing streak with a 10-8 win over the New York Mets. Nomar Mazzara had four hits and also homered for the Rangers. The Mets, who have lost five of their last six games, hit five homers. The Rangers hope to keep that momentum going as they take on the Mets in Game 2 tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, the team has traded Sam Dyson to the San Francisco Giants less than a week after the struggling reliever was designated for assignment. Texas is sending Dyson to the Giants for a player to be named or cash. The Rangers will also pay part of the remaining portion of Dyson's $3.52 million salary this season. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Scooter Jeanette had only 38 homers in his career going into Tuesday night's game against the St. Louis Cardinals, but now he's in Major League Baseball's record book, tying a record with four homers in a single game. He also got a single going 5-5 and driving in 10 runs in the Reds' lopsided 13-1 win over the visiting Cardinals. In East Lansing, three Michigan State football players have been charged with criminal sexual conduct in connection with an incident that occurred on campus in January. Arrest warrants signed Tuesday by an Ingham County judge named Donnie Corley, Demetric Vance, and Josh King. It was not clear when they would be arraigned. Coach Mike D'Antonio says all three players have been dismissed from the football program. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are facing virtually a win-or-else scenario tonight at Quicken Loans Arena when they try to get back into an NBA championship series. They now trail 2-0 to the Golden State Warriors. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4360.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, I guess this is a sign of the times. What do you do when you want to take your kids to see a movie, but it's rated R or X?
Same you question. Don't take them.
That's right. Same question. That's why I say this is probably a sign of the times. This question has come up certainly when it comes to being at home and there's a movie, maybe. So that's why Sony Pictures is putting together what they call clean versions of movies to be broadcast on TV or by airlines, and will make a version available as well when you want to buy a film in its original form from iTunes or Vudu or Fandango Now. As you might expect, The Hollywood Reporter says not everybody is happy about this. Seth Rogen decided to tweet, holy, a word we can't say here. Please don't do this to our movies. But again, if you want your product to be seen, and I can remember back in the day, you know, those PG-13s you weren't exactly sure about.
Yeah, they could be a little iffy.
Yeah, there's a little, suddenly there's a surprise and you're uncomfortable squirming in your seat because your child is looking at you going, what?
What does that mean?
Yep. Okay. Hey, 89 will be our high temperature today and tomorrow with north winds. That'll make it pretty pleasant. It's 69.